forgetting to water your plants? Is your wife or husband mad at you because your plants keep dying, no matter how much they remind you? Are you mad at yourself for letting another plant down? Try the new Forever Pot. This pot is specially designed to water your plants for you. Fill up the tank once, and it will last you 6 months. Set your timer for every day, couple days, or even once a week, and this Forever Pot will water it for you. No need to remind yourself again. Made from recycled material, this environmentally friendly pot will last you forever. Now only $46.99 for a set of three pots. Check out foreverpot.com to get yours today. My name is Tayshia Wu, and I'll be your host again, but for this time, it's the last time. In these episodes, I'll be talking about the 3-5 core concepts of media, specifically focusing on the podcast, Serial. You know, you can find that podcast in the description below if you're interested in listening. Previously, on the last episode, we talked about how most media messages are organized to gain profit and more power. I interviewed my sister, who is in third year marketing at Ottawa U. We talked about all the different types of advertising ideas. On our last final episode, I'll be talking about how media has embedded points of view. Generally speaking, they create it with the intention of forced opinion. Without further ado, let's hop right in. Now, this topic kind of includes all the previous things we talked about in the other podcast. How different people experience the same media message differently, organized to gain profit and power. They almost all revolve around this. Although, they definitely have their own separate factors and whatnot. The fact that this is its own factor to the other topics we talked about before too, though. I find it mainly revolves around the specific information the media gives you and the order you receive it in. It also includes the tone and the character the speaker has when delivering it, things like that. So you can relate it back to my previous podcast when I briefly mentioned on how they started off the Serial podcast by giving information on how innocent Anon is, and it increased to a point where is Anon really that innocent? The whole structure of the podcast made you unsure. And this is a prime example of when the media purposely gives information in a certain order to change your point of view. A lot of the time, it's not just the order they give it in you either, it's how they give it to you, if that makes any sense. What I mean when I say give specific information, I mean that they hold back certain content in order to set a certain perspective in your mind. For example, in the documentary Blackfish, it was about the horrible things going on in SeaWorld. Only showed the bad parts about SeaWorld and why it should be shut down. On the other hand, the documentary didn't focus at all on the good parts. They specifically did that so you wouldn't have any other knowledge on the topic and this would create a bias for you. If you relate this to the podcast Serial, they hold back information a little bit differently. Although the first couple episodes was mostly on how innocent Anon is and the whole atmosphere towards him was radiating innocence, towards the end it began to reveal more and more information about the other point of view, revealing more points of view from other people that really knew him and their perspective on the situation. This is still a form of embedding a point of view for the viewer. They could have told you all the information at the beginning and let you choose your perspective from there. It is also a form of selling the content they are making. Think about it. They start off the podcast mentioning how this innocent good guy committed a murder to his ex-girlfriend because he was upset about it. No one would believe it. You would want to keep listening to see if he's really guilty of the crime or not, or is he innocent? Another way of producers convincing the audience would be how they use other mediums as well, using things such as stories, videos, recordings, having victims or witnesses commenting on the topic or sharing their story, a credible source such as like a doctor or a researcher that's very credible. Another way of the producers convincing the audience would be how they use other mediums as well. Using things such as stories, videos, recordings, having victims or witnesses commenting on the topic, a credible source. In Serial, they were able to do this many times. Although they had no solid proof on Anon, which such as video recordings, they had things like the witness's word, like Jay, who spent a lot of time around him, apparently was there during the committed murder, and other people he was friends with, Hay's own diary, something she could pour her heart out to, write anything in it. Use people's stories and experiences with Anon himself to give their opinion on it, people that knew him well, spent lots of time around him, his family. All of these things are able to convince the viewer into a certain point of view if they're used right.
So I'll be interviewing my sister again, and just gonna go through some questions. So have you ever created a biased opinion towards something just because of some type of media message you've seen or viewed?
Yeah, of course. Especially because it brings awareness to the topic. You're obviously gaining more information by watching, viewing, listening to the media message a little bit more. You're obviously gonna create some type of bias. You're gonna have an opinion about what's going on in that message, and you're definitely gonna feel some type of way. So yeah,
like in the, because we watched Blackfish together too. Mm-hmm. So I definitely, after that, I think we were both like, whoa, like this is what's going on. But
yeah,
after we did some research on it, like in school and out of school, like
yeah,
they're not showing everything that they like should be.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely looking more into SeaWorld and looking deeper into the zoo and animal industry, and you're realizing that it's not always perfect. So even just that small amount of information from even the summary of the documentary can bring you more awareness. And sometimes it can be the reverse, so even if it's fake news, you want to look into that more and figure out if that's good or bad. So especially with biases nowadays, and a lot of politics get into it now, but looking at whether or not the news that's being presented to you is real or not, and what type of bias you're going to make from that.
So why do you think the media does this? Like, embeds a point of view in their media to create this point of view?
I think, first of all, because nobody wants to seem like they're wrong, and nobody wants to seem like they're talking about something that they, you know, may not be
don't 100, know about, yeah.
Exactly, may not be 100% correct. So that's the first point that I can think of, because they want to come across as the smartest person, so they're only going to say things that make them look right. When you're also thinking about it, is that sometimes people don't want to believe the other side of it, or they don't believe, so they don't add those extra points. For example, going back to politics, many politicians will not believe the other side, and they just won't say anything, or they'll make themselves seem better just because of it. So that's when it really comes into the customer and the individual's perspectives and how they will be affected by these points of views and these things that are embedded, and how they are going to be influenced by them, and how they're taking them, and whether or not they realize that the media is being biased about something, which is really important. And everyone should take a step back from what they're listening to and maybe take more research into things that are more important and figure out, is this true? Is this not true? Is this the whole story? What can I figure out?
Every media message has set opinions in their products, hopefully convincing the viewer to only see one perspective. Whether it is using certain credibility sources, or using celebrities, or changing the structure of the podcast. I'd like to thank my sister, Madison Wu, again for letting me interview her. This is my last podcast, so thank you to everyone who has given me the honor of being viewed. Hope you all enjoyed my podcast, and thank you again for listening.